Ah, Christ. Here we go again.
We're back.
We're back. This is the Ander and Pubes show.
Yes, it is.
My name is Ander.
I'm Pubes.
This is Pubes over here, this very handsome little devil that I'm looking at with my eyeballs.
Well, you know, the jury is still out on that one, still deliberating.
Still going.
Yeah, they are.
Jeez. Lucky I wasn't on that jury, Luke. You'd be guilty as charged, my friend. Straight to the gallows.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we got a show for you tonight.
Yes, let's do it.
Literally. It's a good show. And just before we go on, just going to say, the Ander and Pubes show, last episode, episode 3,
yeah.
Bit of a shambles, and I pretty much put that down to me being too drunk.
You were a little drunk.
Very drunk.
Yeah.
Don't know if that really came through, but...
I'm sure it did.
I got to apologise.
I think everyone could tell.
Sorry. Yeah. I'm sitting here, I've gone back to coffee.
That'll help.
Yeah, should help me keep on track and actually remember what I'm talking about. Luke's gone back to beer.
Yeah, I'm still on it. I actually, while I'm here, I should make this public service announcement. Mm-hmm. I've been drinking this new beer lately, Monteith's. I suggest everyone go and find some.
Monteith's
Summer Ale. There you go.
Delicious.
Oh, delightful.
People need to know delightful. These things, Luke. Thank you so much for informing the general public.
Yep.
You're a good man.
Mm-hmm.
You're a public...
servant.
Hero. Yes. Either one. Hero, servant, what's the difference? Coming up today, got a good show.
Yeah.
Got the usual old tackle a taboo.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be good. Tackle it to the ground, beat its face in with my fists until it's a bloody stump of death. Luke's going to have his regular segment.
Yeah.
Which will be awesome. Won't it, Luke?
Yes, it will.
How'd you go with coming up with something?
You know, I haven't done it. So,
Interesting. Interesting how this is. I see what's happening here. Just didn't do it, hey?
No. Just not even thought about it.
Couldn't be bothered.
Nah.
Not interested.
You know, I'm sure you've figured out
something. I have. I've done something for you. I
thought you might have.
Mm-hmm.
So, what is our theme today for the Lucky Number 4 show?
Lucky Number 4.
Exactly.
4 in the hole. Good as 2 in the bush. Yep.
It is. It's a saying. Look it up, people.
Yeah. Four skins are better than 4 fathers. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Oh, man.
I should make up sayings for a living, though. I think I could make $1 million per saying.
Like hip deep in a tool shed?
Yeah, that was a good one. The Pubes CM copy mark, trademark, whatever it is.
Patent pending.
Yep, that's what I was after. Welcome back. Hey, we've got to actually start talking about something.
Yes. What is the theme? I asked you.
Sorry, mate. Jeez, I got carried away talking about my forefathers. I've got forefathers. Don't know how that happened.
The theme today
apparently
is...
There's a movie about it, though, on the internet. The theme is Back in My Day. Back in My Day.
I like this theme. It's a good idea. There's no particular reason for it.
Yeah.
I just find it funny when people our age say, you know, back in my day.
We're way too young to be saying that, aren't we?
So, you know.
It's sad. I don't know. You find it funny. This is a real downer for me. I don't.
You are in the, you know.
My day's still going.
The mild winter of your youth.
It's coming to an end. Jesus.
What have we been up to?
What's
Ander?
The point?
Since last time we did this.
Oh, what's the point? We're all going to die anyway.
Go on. Upbeat.
Nah. Okay. What have I been up to?
Yeah.
I've been riding my little ass off.
Oh, really?
Riding.
How is the writing going?
Riding hood.
Yeah. How is it going?
It's going good.
Yeah?
I'm 16,000 words into a novel.
Holy shit, man.
It's a lot of words, isn't it?
It is.
You didn't even know that many words.
No. You know, I didn't really think you were taking to this professionally.
Oh, no, I'm serious.
You know, I called you on Wednesday at, 1 o'clock in the afternoon and you were still in bed. So, you know.
Something like that. Taking the night shift.
Of course you are.
Sleep all day, party all night, never get old, never die, fun to be a vampire.
Okay.
I think it's from a movie.
Since the last time.
What have you been up to anyway?
Yeah, well, you know, I went to Perth for my sister's wedding.
Mazel tov.
It was nice, nice wedding. You know, I'm getting to the middle section of our family, like, mid-20s, the upper level.
Mm.
There are a lot of new kids these days, a lot of cousins, a lot of, people having babies.
Right.
And these kids these days, they're just, overstimulated.
Mm.
Too much sugar in their diet.
I reckon, yeah.
They just run around crazy. You know, they got iPods, camera phones, the internet. Yeah.
So, internet at their fingertips at all times.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, my phone has got the internet on it. Yeah. I love. It broke about a couple of weeks ago, and it was out of order. It was getting repaired for about a week.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how I went 23 years without mobile internet.
That was a rough week, huh?
Oh, my God. It was like my brain had been disconnected. I need to be able to Google things just on the fly anytime. And yeah, that was yanked away.
You know, that's the thing with these kids. Like they've got it at all hours of the day.
Yeah.
You know, when you know, back in our day, when we were kids, we didn't have the internet. You know, we had a Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
And I didn't hear anyone complaining.
No. We didn't need the internet.
Exactly.
The kids were tapped into this sort of global consciousness, which is the Super Nintendo thing, where we didn't store our brains online like the kids these days.
No.
But there was something going on. We were all connected because with the Super Nintendo, there was no, troubleshooting manual.
No manual at all.
No internet to look these things up.
No.
But every single kid in the world knew that when the game wouldn't load, you took out the cartridge, you blew into it with your mouth, and then put it back in and it worked.
Hey, everyone knew it.
How did they know it, though?
I don't know how I knew it.
Wasn't written anywhere.
Exactly.
Couldn't Google it.
It's probably still not written anywhere.
We just knew it.
Very strange. I actually, you know, I had a Super Nintendo as a kid, but it broke down eventually. I bought a new one. Well, you know, secondhand. I bought it from a garage sale about a year ago for $10.
Nice.
Bargain box prices.
Very good.
So, you know, I've been playing that pretty constantly for those couple of months. And, you know, me and my girlfriend used to wake up early Saturday, Sunday mornings and just, you know, turn on the old SNES straight away, play some Mario 3.
Oh, more than glory.
That was good. Mario 3, you know, get a squirrel tail, fly through the air.
Yep.
That was awesome. We played it for weeks and weeks, 2 months straight, I would say. And we finally got to the very last world, the fire world. It's a tough one.
Yeah. Fire world.
And we were just exhausted with this game, but you just had to just push on a little further and just finish this thing.
We can do this, baby.
We got to like the very end, and I was excited about this, and I was talking to a mate of mine, and it just kind of got him, you know, thinking about the SNES back in his day, and he wanted to have a go. So he came over, started from the very start, about, you know, 3 minutes in. Ducks behind a little bush and grabs this, like, flute.
Oh, the magic flute.
He grabs this magic flute, you know, bit of a tune, zips off to some, you know, other menu where he can just go straight to the eighth world.
Straight to the end. Yeah, and, that's harsh.
Finish a game in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I was crushed.
You've been, like, you know.
It's 6 weeks of work.
Slaving away at that thing.
I was.
Painstakingly making your way past, you know, whatever happens.
Turtles,
mushrooms, pipes which you can fall down, some which you can't.
Exactly.
Collecting coins, losing lives, gaining lives.
Gaining friends.
And enemies along the way.
Trying to get that princess at the end. I still don't quite understand how, you know, a plumber has a princess for a girlfriend.
Well, because she's a selfish little bitch, that's how.
Really, she likes the working class man?
Steer clear. Oh, think of the trouble he goes through in that game to get to that girl.
Goes to hell and back.
I don't know, you haven't finished. Have you finished?
No, I couldn't do it anymore.
Don't bother. There's no end cinematics or anything. He doesn't. I don't think he even gets a kiss out of all that.
Little prude, she is.
A little slut. There should be a 10-minute sex scene at the end of that game after all that. The amount of evil mutant turtles that he's fought.
Oh, exactly. Yeah.
Like, not the good kind of mutant turtles. The evil ones.
The bad ones. Fights Bowser at the end.
Yeah.
And no play. No play for Mario.
I feel really sorry for him.
Oh, God.
So that game brings back bad memories.
It really does, doesn't it? We should probably, you know, get on with the stories, you know?
Probably should. I'm down in the dumps over here.
I know. Come on, puck up. All right, well...
what do you got for me, Luke? Tell us the story.
Back in my day, this was actually a story relayed to me from my mum. Because, back in my day when I was, you know, 4 or 5, I was a little terror.
Mm.
You know, I just used to like to hide in little things, little spaces, just run away from mum. And we were at the local supermarket one day.
Yep.
She took her eyes off me for a second. Bang, I'm gone.
You're gone.
I went and hid in a clothes rack, a round one.
Oh, you mischievous little devil.
I was.
At my age, if I lost sight of my mum, sorry, not my age now, sorry, at that age, if I had lost sight of my mum in a shopping mall, I would be absolutely terrified. I'll stand there frozen to the spot. Then I'll probably start to cry. Then I'll probably start to scream. And then I'll be,
well, this is, you know, even as a 5-year old, I was more of a man than you.
Interesting. Well, certainly wasn't hiding.
So, you know, I'm in this little clothes rack for 10 minutes or so, and no one's come to find me. So I jumped out, looking around for Mum. You know, she's nowhere to be seen. Mum, where are you, crazy devil?
Yeah.
And, you know, a woman finds me and says, hey, where's your mum? Are you lost? I'm like, oh, yeah, I don't know where she is. So she took me up to the front office.
Yep.
Meanwhile, Mum is just frantic. She can't find me. She doesn't know where I am. She's running around like a crazy person. And, you know, then she gets a announcement over the loudspeaker. This is an announcement. Shoppers, could Mrs. He-Man please come up to the front office to collect your son, Luke He-Man? So, yeah, I had been found. They asked me what my name was, and I told them my name was Luke He-Man.
So she responded to Mrs. He-Man?
Yeah, she did. She knew exactly, you know, whose child was lost. Yeah. Went up and collected me. I was just, you know, giving her a bit of a, giving it, you know, the guns show.
Give her the guns.
For a little skinny 5-year arm, 5-year old arms.
She punish you for that?
No. I think she was just happy to see me.
She's happy to see you. She didn't dare punish the master of the universe.
No, not at all.
Not with those guns.
Exactly. Yeah, the other thing about back in our day, you know, lolly bags at parties.
Oh,
actually, I was visiting a friend in hospital a couple of weeks ago, and I thought, you know, cheer him up a little bit. I'll get him some mixed lollies.
Yep.
Went to the local milk bar.
Hmm.
Milk bars don't have mixed lollies anymore.
No.
Behind the glass little cabinet.
The little...
I think that's sad.
Display cabinet.
Yeah, exactly.
Gone are the days where you could spend an entire afternoon trying to spend $1.80 on... on lollies.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. I'll have 3 frogs.
Hmm?
I'll have...
6 milk bottles, thanks. 17 gummy bears.
3 Coke bottles.
Yeah. What have I got left there? Oh, you've got $1.52. Make that 19 gummy bears. Take 2 of those frogs out.
Some of those teeth.
God, I was going crazy. Actually, they were quite patient about that. Quite the end of my room.
No, yeah, they don't have it anymore. You know, you came to my 24th birthday party a couple of weeks ago. And
no lolly bags.
No, we had a great old time, but, you know, you would have had a better time if at the end, you know, gave you some gummy bears.
Yeah, I would have loved to take some gummy bears home.
But, you know, it's just... That's
the times, they are a-changing.
Exactly.
As they say in that song by that dude that's quite famous. Ah, what are we doing? What are we doing? What are we doing? This is what we're doing. We got an email this week from someone in Japan.
Our very first email.
There's an interesting thing for
I'm me. Actually surprised at that. Like, I thought the hate mail would have been rolling in by now, but no, this is the first one.
First one was actually the title, the subject line of the email was Love the Ender and Pube Show.
There you go.
Gotta love that.
So,
all the way from Japan.
I know that we love that place. So I'm obviously very excited this morning when I read this.
Yeah. Oh, me too. I'm going to read it out. I'll read out the actual email. Hello, I am Junko, or maybe Junko. Junko, I think.
Junko.
From crazy country Japan. We do have a squat toilet here too, though. And he's done the little smiley face, but with the P instead of the bracket for
cheeky,
the mouth, makes it look like he's sticking his tongue out.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah. That's a joke referring to last time when we were saying that China has little holes in the ground for toilets.
Yes.
Japan has robot toilets.
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently they got squat toilets too, so there you go, learning. So he continues on to say, actually, I started to subscribe to the Ender and Pube show to learn Australian English. and I listen to it over and over on the train to work, but every time I get to the Jackie Chan guy story, I can't help it but laugh. Which is embarrassing on the train to work.
Yeah. Learning English from us, that's not a good idea, I'd say.
Yeah. I don't know, mate. Give it a go.
Oh, Junko.
Most Australians can't understand me when I talk.
I know. I'm gonna start trying to really pronounce those G's for you there, Junko.
Yeah. he says, anyway, I would love to hear of something like your favourite slang.
Oh, yeah. Good idea.
Or the stupidest thing you've ever done in your life. Can't wait for the next episode. Smiley face with the bracket. Take care, Junko. Well,
Thank you, Junko.
Stupidest thing we've ever done is pretty much covered in episode 3.
I think stupidest thing we've ever done is booted home.
Thoroughly
explored. One.
Yeah. But favourite slang, we can definitely
go
to that.
What's
your favourite slang?
I particularly like on your bike, you're flaming mongrel.
That's a good one.
It's a very
Alf Stewart special.
Yeah, it's an Alf Stewart from Home and Away. I think rough translation would be, please leave this place, you mischievous person.
Something like that. Something like that, yeah.
Along those lines. What about you?
I quite like Hagan.
Hagan.
Hagan. Because it's so many words condensed into such a little
amount. It is. It really is.
It's like one syllable. Hagan. I never know. It's like 1.5 syllables. It's how are you going?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is like genki desu ka sort of thing for you.
Junko.
Junko.
I like that. You kind of, to sound it out, it kind of sounds like air and gan.
Air gan.
Air gan.
Air gan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It does, doesn't it? And the good thing about air gan
yeah, yeah.
is you don't even have to respond. If someone asks you air gan, you can just mumble. So like, oh, yeah, yeah. Air gan. Air gan.
Or just repeat it.
Yeah, you just say it back to them.
Yeah.
Air gan, mate.
Air gan.
Yeah, air gan. That's a conversation in Australia.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's our favourite bits of slang there.
hope you enjoy this one, Junko.
Learn those. Good luck with that.
Sound it out, buddy. Sound it out.
Sound it out.
All right. We've done this a few times. I believe you know what time it is.
Do I know what time it is?
I think you do.
I need you to tell me,
it's
though.
It's time for Ander Tackles Taboo.
Oh, my God. It is. All right about that.
Now, really. you've been trying to... get an opener for this, and you try to do it better and better each time. Have you thought about this week's, what you're going to do?
Well, I haven't.
That's good.
But what we can do...
Yeah, yeah,
are you familiar with beatboxing?
I know of it.
Do some of it.
Okay.
Yeah. This is Ander on the mic. I'm going to tackle that taboo with all my might. Going to take it, kick it with my shoe. Going to kick the hell out of that taboo. Going to kick it all the way to Timbuktu. Going to fill it up with my manly goo. that was good enough, I think.
I couldn't continue with that. That was disgusting.
It was, wasn't it? I really apologize for that. Oh, God.
All right, let's push on. Yeah. What is the taboo today?
The taboo today is something that's affected me just this weekend.
Oh, yeah?
Public urination.
Okay.
Look, I say tackle, but really what I want to do today is just reinforce the taboo.
You've already made your decision.
Yeah, I'm not even going to explore it. I don't like it.
Okay.
Actually, to be fair, within reason, sure.
Yeah, we've all done it, you know it.
We've all done it.
I know
it. We've all, snuck down a little alley.
Yes.
An old bin. But... I was in a multi-level car park the other day.
Yes.
I got out of the car on about the, sixth floor God. And took the stairwell. And with each step that I walked down, the smell seemed to intensify so...
Well, obviously, you're like getting closer down to the cesspool at the bottom of the stairs.
Yeah, it was all,
conjugating.
Conjugating.
Yeah.
Very, I don't know what that word is.
Not sure if it means right.
But it was, yeah.
It was down there.
The bottom was really the disgusting urine central.
Yeah.
And by the time I got there, I'd made up my mind what taboo I was tackling next time.
Yes.
Because Melbourne, indeed Australia and world, we can do better than that.
Let's
not pee on stairs. That's not what they're for.
Parked cars,
you don't have to pee on that, do you?
Trees, that kind of thing. Well,
in elevator shafts. Have you ever had that? You get in an elevator and there's this smell of urine.
How did you get in it? When push comes to shove, I know that sometimes you need to go.
You got
to
do it.
You and me were out not too long ago and, I could, the line to the toilet was ridiculous. Right at the back of this place and it was going to be a real pain in the ass to get to.
Yeah.
So I decided it would be easier to leave the place and then try to get back in than rather to go to this. So I went out the door, down the road, and I'm just looking for, a dark alley that I need to sneak into, Call of the Wild and such. And I was just like, no, that alley's too light. That one's too light. That one has the right amount of lighting to it, but,
Occupied?
It's occupado. By some dirty, dirty alley sex.
Dirty alley sex.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. You know, I stood and watched for a little bit, but...
yeah, obviously.
But then, you know, I went down to the next one, took my piss, ran back up to get you to come and show you what I'd found.
Yeah.
The little treasure.
So we stood at the end of that alley and just watched for a few minutes.
Watched the, you know, alley BJ.
Yeah.
Getting performed, and, you know, the guy saw us.
Yeah, he did.
And just gave us a thumbs up. He didn't seem too worried about it.
Didn't mind.
About the audience.
What's up, guys? I'll tell you what's up. Ooh. Pun.
So, okay, well.
So that's it. That's the taboo. Stop pissing on the street, please. Do it down the back in a dirty alley under a bin or something. Don't
yeah,
care.
Yeah. I did accidentally get out of a taxi the other day and piss on a church.
Ooh, oh, that's blasphemy.
Going to hell for that one.
Going to hell.
Oh, well. Well, you know.
That's what you get.
There's, okay.
Yeah.
So that's it. Stop
Done.
Doing it.
Stop doing it.
Everyone, you hear us.
Yep. That is the word. That is the gospel. Not that Luke has any respect for that. I think that's it. Let's move. Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, yeah.
I just remembered something.
Yeah, yeah.
Before I move on.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking about, you know, urinating in other people's areas.
Yeah, yeah.
I was at my cousin's engagement party the other day.
Yeah.
And it was at his house, but he's moving out of that house very shortly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think he was moving out within a week of the party.
Yeah.
And he never got on with his neighbours. So what he'd done is, right down the back of his backyard, right down the bottom yeah. at the back fence,
there
was
the
a little tent, oh, not a tent, like a canopy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A shade cloth sort of thing.
Yep.
And then leaning against the fence was a piece of corrugated iron.
Yeah.
Yep. At the bottom of that ran into a piece of guttering
mm-hmm.
that was on a slope, went downhill. At the bottom of that,
yes,
that led into a hole which went under the bottom of the fence and into the neighbor's backyard. A makeshift urinal, which all, like, there was 50, 60 people, men,
this is at elaborate.
This party, all drinking.
It's all going into this.
A lot of urine streaming Jeez. Into that guy's backyard.
That lemon tree is going to be zesty.
Yeah. So I thought that was funny. Fairly ingenious, very disrespectful, but also hilarious.
Exactly.
You make up your own mind. Is he evil or hilarious? A bit of both.
Okay. I guess it's up to my turn.
Your segment.
Segment now. So what have we got today?
Today, Luke.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, God. It's an evil little laugh you got there.
Yeah, I'm just savouring this moment. You know how,
what am I doing?
Well,
what am I doing?
I thought, you know, I knew you weren't going to think of something.
Well.
So I prepared a little something myself. You'll be reviewing a song.
Okay, I can do that.
Yeah, but a song that you're going to hear right now.
Okay, all right.
So spontaneous song review, unprepared.
Okay.
And, well, it's a punishment for being so retarded.
Really. Let's hear it.
Here we go.
Yep.
Here comes the song. Yeah.
Luke, or Cubes, or whatever it is you're called, just wrote you this song cause you're the worst guy in the world. Luke, or Pubes, your job sounds really hard. I think you should quit it and become a professional retard. I really do, I really do. I think that's just the job that suits. I really do, I really do. I think a retard is just you. You're really good, you're really good. You're really, 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 really good. It comes naturally, like talking. You're as retarded as Stephen Hawking. You're really good, you're really good. You're really, 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 really good. You're really good, you're really good. You're really, 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 really good at being retarded. Start a traveling show, take it on the road, recruit a midget and a goat. They could do sex acts on a boat. The audience would get completely soaked in bodily fluid. You should totally do it. You should totally, 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 totally do it. You could make millions, probably billions. Just do it for the children. I really, really, really think you should consider it. Consider it. Consider it, at least, you really, retarded when it comes to being retarded. Yeah, I really wish that I was your career counselor, guidance man in year 12, because I would completely, fully put you on the right path to becoming that, and it would be your dream.
Whoa.
You that son of a bitch.
Was a song.
I didn't like it.
Beautiful.
I didn't like it. But that was, you know. Yeah,
beautiful.
Eye-opening and confronting.
Sounds like it had like a message in it somehow.
I didn't hear it. Didn't hear it.
Onto that?
Obviously, you're not happy with the amount of work I do at this show.
What?
Just trying to read between the lines there. But I don't think it's possible to make a career of being retarded.
You don't?
No, I don't.
You've obviously never seen an Adam Sandler film. Pow. Zing, Adam Sandler. Pow, baby.
And what was that line? A midget and a goat or something?
Recruit a midget and a goat to do sex acts on a boat.
That seems, you know, elaborate and misguided.
Yeah. You've obviously never used the internet before. It's quite a lucrative industry based on just that niche.
You would know. And, you know, Stephen Hawking's not actually retarded. He's, you know, regarded as one of the smartest men who have ever lived.
Well, you've obviously...
Yeah.
never...
Swing and a miss.
2 out of 3 is not bad.
Oh, man.
So, what do you think? Lyrics, what would you give him out of 5?
That'd be 4 stars.
Four stars. Out of 5? Yeah. Musicality?
That was good.
Is that a word? Quite good. And what would you rate the guitar craftsmanship? I think a total of 2 chords.
2 chords in there. Wow. Yeah. Jesus. One more than I thought you knew.
Oh, good.
Well, yeah.
You know.
Well played, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. Good review, by the way.
Thank you.
Should we move on?
Yeah, we probably should.
You don't seem too keen to really delve into that song.
Really dwell.
Delve. Dive. Get into it.
All right.
What do you reckon? Get back to our theme now?
We probably should.
Yeah. Well,
the theme, you know, back in my day.
Back in my day.
What have you got?
I remember back in my day when the first PlayStation came out.
Oh, yeah, I had that too.
And
good games.
We got it for Christmas one morning.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, we plugged it in, turned it on, we were amazed.
I know,
I
remember.
It was so realistic. The graphics were like you were there.
Yeah.
The sound quality was amazing. The gameplay was intense. And my brother had set it up and he was playing Ridge Racer Revolution.
Oh, God, what a game.
Yeah.
What a game.
Still love that game. And so he's getting into that.
It looks so real.
Oh.
It did, didn't it?
It did, didn't it? 3D.
Oh, God.
While he's playing, there's a bit of the house starts to shake. There's an earth tremor. A bit of an earthquake. Yeah. And me and my dad are like, whoa, hey, what's going on? And my brother goes, oh, how does it do that? And we go like, oh, earth, the earth tremor. He's like, oh, I thought that was part of the game. I think didn't quite understand the technology behind the PlayStation. It's got, I think it taps into the, you know, the magnetic pulse of the earth and tremors your house while you're playing. I don't know.
Yeah, the first PlayStations were good. They were ahead of their time, but, you know, they weren't that good.
They didn't even have rumble packs in.
Oh, God. You know, back in my day when I was a child, I got 2 sisters, a younger one and an older one, and me and the younger one, we were super tight. You know, we were a team. The older one, a little bit older than us, you know, we wanted to watch Saturday Disney. She wanted Beverly Hills 90210.
Oh.
We wanted, you know, Frankfurt's just cut up for dinner. She wanted, you know, risotto.
Oh.
So, you know, as children, we never really clicked, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually, man, the little sister just turned on her, you know, and just stopped talking about it, stopped talking to her. And me and my little sister developed this game when we were, you know, 6 and 7.
Mm-hmm.
We called it Liftoff. And the idea was that one of us would sit kind of way back into a chair and put your legs up high. The other kid would stand in front, bum onto the feet.
Yep.
And then, you know, when you say lift off, kind of shoot him.
You launch him up.
Launch him into the air. And, you know, only being young, you know, we're only going a foot.
Yeah.
And it's just a bit of a jump. But it was the funnest thing we'd ever done.
Mm-hmm.
And we loved this game, played all the time. My older sister never wanted a part of it.
No.
And that was fine with us, you know? We didn't want to ruin it. Yeah. Ruining our reindeer games.
No, she's too old.
So
she can go off with the risotto.
Exactly. What's a 90210? One, you know, cold winter's day, my mum had to go out. So she's left us with the older sister to babysit. And, you know, she's made a nice little open fire for us. And she's made us a bit of a picnic, set us up in the lounge room. We're going to be fine. Soon as mum walks out the door, me and my little sister are like, oh, this is going to be good. This is going to be good. We rip the mattresses off our bed, put them in the lounge room floor. Take all the cushions off the couches, our pillows. The whole floor was covered. The idea, we're going to play extreme lift-off.
Extreme lift-off. Give it all you got.
Sitting into the chair, kick off the other child, and there's no feet in, you know, we're not supposed to land on the feet this time. It's just launched through the air, land on the mattresses in the distance.
Yeah.
And we're, you know, once again, having the best time ever.
Mm-hmm.
My big sister sees this time and just, she wants to get involved. Mm. I'm like, no, no way, man. We're not letting you in.
No.
No, we don't want you.
No teenagers allowed.
No, exactly. We don't want you to play with us. And then I was like thinking, well, you know, maybe we should let her play.
Mm.
There's no reason not to.
Mm.
She's got those big, powerful teenager legs.
Oh, yeah.
She could probably do this a lot better. So I'm like, okay, yeah, you can play.
Mm.
You're up first. She, you know, gets onto the chair.
Assume the position.
I get into position. And she lets it go.
Yeah.
And I fly through the air.
Like nothing you've ever experienced.
Oh, my God. I just went into space, I felt. And I'm flying through the air in, you know, blissful glee.
Yeah.
3 feet above the ground.
Oh.
And then that pure childhood happiness turns into unadulterated fear when I realize that I am heading straight for that open fireplace. And there is nothing I can do. I am still way above the ground.
Oh, God.
And I'm getting closer and just terror, fear.
Yeah.
And then I hit the ground and kind of put the skids on the heels.
Yeah.
And I just stop right in front of the wall of flame.
Ooh.
Right in front of me.
Inches from your face.
Inches. And that is when I realized that is why we never let her play with us.
She gets too into it.
She does.
That's good. Poor thing.
Oh, no. I was
just trying to fit in.
Devastated.
Nearly kills her little brother. Oh, that's funny. Well, I think, I mean, we've told a few stories from our past.
Hopefully this is, you know, taking you back a little.
Yeah, but if you haven't yet visited Nostalgia Lane, we're going to do a little thing now, which should hopefully help you get there.
It should.
Little thing we like to call blasting you with the past.
Okay. Let's get our memory on. Hit it.
Biker Mice from Mars.
Duck Hunt.
Scale Electrics.
Samurai Pizza Cats.
Rollerblading.
That TV show Amazing.
Abe's Odyssey.
Angry Beavers.
Crash Bandicoot.
Tomb Raider.
Bubble Bill.
The GameCube.
Bonkers.
Animaniacs.
Darkwing Duck.
Danger Mouse.
Art Attack.
Mouse Trap.
Hungry Hungry Hippos.
A Mighty Max.
Also known as ravenous rhinos, if you're too cheap to get the real one.
Snakes and Ladders.
Uno.
Cabbage Patch Kids.
Limp Bizkit.
Chris Farley Movies.
The game Guess Who.
Elf Trading Cards.
Care Bears.
Yak Backs.
Smurfs.
Captain Planet.
Oasis.
The Power Rangers.
Jurassic Park.
Trolls.
Stretch Armstrong.
Rock and Roll Racing.
Yo-Ho Diablo. There you go.
God, some of them as you're saying it.
You just feel like you're back there, don't you?
That is awesome.
You're blasting from the past. I hope
that took you back, kids.
That was fun. Now, what we want to do, it's done move away from our theme a little bit here.
Yeah, yeah.
We want to do a little bit of a, I don't know, I'm not going to call it a competition because there's no prize. But, we want a bit of feedback from you people.
Yeah, we would love it.
So if you want to say anything, ander and pubes, one word, @gmail.com, send us whatever you are thinking. You can send us an email saying, I'm trimming my pubes at the moment.
Don't do that.
No, you do it. We'll read it out next time. But what we want you to do, we want to discover what the world's funniest word is.
Yes, I would like to do this.
We want to know. It doesn't, not necessarily like a dirty word.
No.
But just a word
ones that sound dirty.
That's good. Or ones that are just plain fun to say.
What do you got?
Okay, here's my personal favourite is probably spatchcock.
I like
spatchcock. I'll just say, even just saying spatch, 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 spatch. And then you get to say cock, which is hilarious. Spatchcock.
Spatchcock. What about kumquat?
Kumquat. Quite good. I see we're going for the dirtiest sound ones. I like the town Laburnum.
Of course you do. It's much like Cranburn.
Yeah. I got some Cranburn on my Laburnum. Nasty case.
They got a cream for that.
Yeah, it's an STI.
What about Titmouse?
Titmouse?
I've said it once. Yeah. I'll say it again.
It's a good one. It's a good one. What else have we got? Words like serendipity.
Oh, that's a nice one to say.
It's fun to say.
Rolls off the tongue.
Serendipity.
Yeah. So this is what we want from is...
bit of haberdashery.
Haberdashery. Nice. Not sure what it is. No, funny to say, though.
But we want some of it.
Okay, yeah.
So send us in your favourite words to say.
Please do. That'll be good. Volvix?
Volvix?
Volpix, sorry.
Oh, the Pokemon.
Yes.
The Pokemon Volvix.
You know, when we were... kids,
I always liked
that. Back in our day, we, you know, Pokemon was everywhere when we were, you know, 12. It was crazy. And first time I went to your house, you had a giant poster on the wall of all the Pokemons. You know, you did. This was awkward because we were 17. But you did tell me your favourite one.
Favourite one was Vulpix.
Yes.
Because it sounded like a mashup of the words like vulva.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe like cervix, a portmanteau.
Really?
Two really nice words.
Two words put together.
Sort of the same reason why I like laburnum.
Yeah.
Sounds like labia and sternum.
I kicked in my laburnum once.
Oh, that's painful.
Yeah, it burns.
Okay, now on that note.
Yes.
Luke's laburnum. I think we're just about done for the day. Is there anything you want to say to anyone, Luke?
No, I'm done and dusted.
Yeah, done and dusted.
Yep.
All right, I'm done. Not so much dusted. It's not a joke.
A little sweaty.
Not even funny. I am sweaty. It's fucking hot in here. All right, see you, peoples.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Thanks for listening.